Blog Talk Radio.
Hey guys, what's going on? Hey guys, what's going on? It's just Al. Just a few seconds off the call, but sorry about that. Got caught up on YouTube. But yeah, guys, thanks for calling in. Tonight we're talking about the powers of meditation. And, you know, a lot of people think meditation is something spooky, or they think it's something, you know, kind of strange, but it's actually vital to your success and my success. And it goes back to some of the famous people who we know now, who actually look at and credit meditation as something that is actually positive for them. Like, let's go back to Russell Simmons. You know, he actually said, and I quote, you know, all my success is due to meditation, and I don't do shit before I meditate. That's what he said. You know, this is somebody worth $325 million today, you know, founder of Def Jam. You know, also, the CEO of Bridgewater Associates, it's one of the world's largest hedge funds. It's a multi-billion dollar hedge fund. Ray DeLillo actually says that, you know, his biggest success in the financial markets is due to meditation. Of course, we know Oprah, she meditates as well. The CEO of Ford Motor Corporation, Bill, also Jerry Seinfeld. So all these people meditate and they, you know, give their gratitude to meditation for their success. And we're going to talk about why it's so important. And you guys definitely is hearing from the right person on this topic, because I meditate daily. I've been meditating consistently for about 3 years now, and I've seen the powers of meditation in my own life. All right. So my intention on this call is for the listener, you. Yeah, I'm talking about that, you. For you to, you know, to really start practicing meditation and see it work in your own life, because everything that you guys hear me say on these calls is not going to mean anything unless you actually put it into practice. I mean, millions and millions of people talk about the benefits of meditation, and it has to be something to it. So you probably want to practice it, and I'll give you a good plan to practice it when we get off this call. Can I give you is built on science and research. It's not, you know, Al's words or whatever. And just a sad note for you guys listening, you know, all the calls that we do, you know, the calls are for me too. You know, it's not me talking like I know something more than you. It's not that. I'm just sharing what I'm passionate about. I'm just sharing what I feel creates success for us. You know, so this is Al Weekly. You know, this is something that we're going to be doing weekly instead of, you know, covering a whole topic for the whole month. Okay, so let's get into it. Now, we know the process of change, you know, the first process of change is awareness. You know, so you may ask yourself, you know, do I even need meditation? Okay, well, ask yourself these questions, and you answer your own questions for yourself. You know, do you feel stressed? A lot of the times, do you? Only you know. Do you feel depressed in your private thoughts? You know, everything looks good. You got the car, you got the house, you got the woman or the man, the kids are happy, but it's something. Do you feel depressed in your private thoughts? You know, do you have a lot of negative thoughts or a lot of monkey chatter in your head? You know, do you always do things that you love for a little bit and then for some reason you fall off track? You know, you're doing everything, you know, you're doing everything that you want to do and then for some reason you just fall off. You know, you're not consistent with it. So, you know, that's a problem. And then ask yourself this question. You know, do you have a problem with sleeping? You know, do you experience insomnia? Well, that's some things that meditation can fix, okay? You know, so what is meditation? Well, it's actually like working out the brain. You know, it's like working out for your brain. You know, as you guys can see who's viewing me from the webinar, you know, I work out on my body, you know, I'm looking great. But, you know, we're talking about working out in your mind, and that's what meditation is. It's actually it actually, you know, is a brain workout. You know, you can do it every single day for 5 minutes starting out, you know, and then you can build that from 5 minutes to 15 minutes to 30 minutes is where I'm at right now. It's 30 minutes. You know, sometimes I'll do 15, but I'm on 30 now. Why do meditation? Now, what I'm about to give you guys right now is just a few steps, a few tidbits of it. But before the call, I'm going to give you guys the whole 100 reasons and benefits of meditation. But, you know, why even do meditation? You know, why do it? Well, number one, it builds your immune system. You know, it builds your immune system because when we're meditating, we're focused on self. Like, we're focused, we're one with spirit. You know, and whatever you believe, you connect with spirit in meditation. You know, because everything going on throughout the day, when you're just focusing on your breath, you know, and you're in the present where all the ideas and all the solutions to our problems are, not in the future, not in the past. We can't really connect to present unless we're meditating, you know, where we're in stillness. So it builds your immune system, you know, and it actually fights off diseases. You know, if you think about the word disease, it comes from the word dis-ease, a body that's not at ease. You know, so, you know, meditation has been known to cure, not cure, but meditation has been known to increase the longevity of people with cancer, of people with diabetes, and definitely people with cardiovascular disease. Okay. Meditation help you make better decisions. Because of you being in the now and making decisions from calmness. So people out there that's in business, you definitely should be meditating because you can make better decisions when you're negotiating with people because you come from a point of stillness, you know, where you can focus your thoughts and make the right choice. You'll make, not like you're going to make all the right choices, but you'll make better right choices when you're consistently meditating. Meditation builds the power of your frontal lobe, which means it helps you stay locked and focused on your goals. The frontal lobe is this part of your head right here. This is science. This is why I love this stuff. It's not nothing that we can argue about. This has been proven, you know. So it builds the power of your frontal lobe, which helps us stay focused. It's a part of our brain that helps us stay focused. So we have a goal or intention that we're trying to achieve, and we're constantly meditating, then we're building that part of the brain, the neurons, inside of our brain. They're making more connections, and we can build faster habits to help us create the outcome that we want. You know, meditation lowers blood pressure, you know, which is a healthy feature. Meditation, you feel less stress when you're under pressure. That's what I love about it. When you're under pressure, when you got to make choices, life, you know, changing choices for your family, when you consistently meditate, it calms you down and helps you make better choices when you're under pressure. You know, meditation helps you release baggage, you know, which is great, especially in my life. Meditation links your subconscious mind and your conscious mind more harmoniously. And what I mean by that is we already know from the series in January that, you know, our subconscious minds send thoughts down to the conscious mind. You know, and those thoughts, those like hunches or those ideas out the blue, you know, that's from your subconscious mind. It's from spirit. And when you're meditating consistently, it makes the connection between your subconscious and conscious more harmonious, where you can receive the ideas and the steps that you're supposed to take that get you exactly what you want, no matter what it is. Meditation just makes you happier for no reason. You know, I find myself just happy for no reason. Nothing, you know, special may have happened. I just feel more connected to life, more connected to God and to the world, you know, by just, you know, focusing on my inner spirit when I'm meditating. And we'll get into all that and how to do it. Meditation builds up your power of self-discipline, you know, so you can stick to your habits better. And meditation improves your health performance, like we talked about. And of course, it relaxes you. So when do you do meditation? I would say that you should do meditation. When to do it? You can do it the first thing in the morning, like Russell Simmons said. Remember, he said, "I don't do shit until I meditate." That means as soon as you wake up, nothing. He said, "I'd rather you know, I'd rather hold my whatever he has to do in the morning, you know, for the restroom. He said he'd rather just hold it for 5 minutes, you know, or whatever, and meditate for those 5 minutes, then go do whatever he has to do, because that's how important it is. So you can do it in the a.m., you know, as soon as you wake up, because if you do it at night, you know, you can do it at night as well, but you probably should do it sitting up, you know, or sitting in a chair or sitting up in your bed, you know, if you're going to do it at night. Where you do it, you can do it anywhere, but I would recommend that you do it and try to do it in the same place, you know, every single day if you can, because your body is sensitive to its own circadian rhythm. You know, if you talk to athletes or people that's in the Olympics, you know, they actually train at the same time every single day, and then, you know, their body starts to, as they do that consistently, their body starts to be prepared for that time. So if they're doing something every day at 7 p.m., you know, their body starts to prepare and create everything on the inside to make that person perform at a better rate at that time. So you can do it at the same time every day in the same area, but you really can just do it anywhere as far as where to do it. But as far as how to do it, the way you want to start out is you want to get in a comfortable place. You know, you want to turn off the TV, or, you know, if you're just waking up in the morning, you want to, you know, go in the, you know, just go in the living room when we're quiet, you know. And then what I like to do is actually use technology. I use, it's a lady called Kelly Howe, and I use her technology where they have something called guided meditation, which is really powerful, because these people actually guide you with headphones. You know, you can put on the headphones and they guide you through the whole process. So that's what I do. You know, that's what I recommend you guys do. As soon as you wake up in the morning, just get up, you know, put your headphones on, and you can listen to some guided meditation, or you can listen to some binary beat frequencies. You guys can find this stuff on the internet. You know, you just purchase it, and you should time yourself. So you get your phone and you time it for 5 minutes. If you're just starting out, just do it for 5 minutes. Do that for like a week. And then after a week or two, take it up to 15 minutes. And then after maybe a month, take it up to 30 minutes. But I put my timer on for about 15 minutes, and I just sit there and I focus on my breath. And that's what you guys, that's what I recommend you do. From all my research and own application, you focus on your breath. So you literally just sit there and just focus on the breath going in and going out of your body. Now, the whole purpose of this is, if you're doing it for 15 minutes or 5 minutes or 30 minutes, you're focusing everything in your body on your breath, like going in and going out, going in and going out. Now, thoughts are going to come in your head like, oh, I got to do this for the kids, or, oh, I got to take my car to Honda to get the oil changed or whatever. That's cool. Let those thoughts flow around, but focus and center your attention back to your breath going in and out, you know, just in and out. In and out, and you time yourself. So you put your timer on your phone for 5 minutes or 15 minutes or 30 minutes or whatever stage you're at, and you just focus on that, you know, the breath going in and going out, going in and going out. And, you know, once the timer goes off, you just get up, you stop, and you go about your day. But we recommend you guys do this twice a day. You know, twice a day. You may do it in the morning, and then do it at night, you know. So what's happening, like I said before, just to recap, before I go through the 100 benefits of meditation that we came up with, you know, like I said, it's, you're just focusing all your thoughts on one thing, because we have so many things going on throughout the day. You know, we get mad at our job, or, you know, we get mad in traffic. You know, we got all these things going on. So we never have time to really just sit there and focus and connect to our spirit, you know, and that's what the meditation is. You know, you're just breathing in and breathing out. That's all it is. You know, it's real simple. Now, an advanced version of meditation that I recently learned from a company called Mind Valley, you know, you guys can check that out, mindvalley.com. It's a great company. Actually, I'm modeling my own company, you know, behind them, but you know, they have a process on that you can actually download for free. And I actually like the process. What the guy talks about in the process is when you're meditating, is to focus on some things that you're grateful for. He talks about you may want to do some forgiveness, so you may, you know, see somebody in your mind and ask them to forgive you, ask them to forgive you, and then you know, you tell them that, you know, I forgive you, and then you ask them, can they forgive you? You know, so he talks about that. He talks about envisioning, you know, imagining yourself where you want to be over the next 3 years of your life, imagining your ideal day. You know, so it's just, that's just another form of meditation, but there's different ways to do it. But the way that I recommend you guys do it, just to start out, is, like I said, just breathing in and breathing out, you know, breathing in and breathing out, and put your timer on. And I'm telling you, when you guys get out of meditation, it seems like your day just slows down. It seems like you have time for things. It seems like you have time for everything, you know, because time just slows down when you meditate, you know. And when you get out of meditation and you're just focusing on your breath, so it's like you're, it just seems like you're more focused. Like when I get out of meditation, it's like I'm more focused, you know, and I see different thoughts, clearer thoughts coming to my head on things I got to do to make things happen. You know, things are still coming to your mind, of course, if you haven't been meditating, because, of course, you didn't have thoughts come to you. But, you know, if you think about the Bible, you know, what it says in the Bible, like when Jesus says, you know, I came to give you life, but life more abundantly. So I think living a life without meditation is having life. You know, you're still going to succeed. You still can have things. But we're talking about the more abundant life on this call, and this, in my website and everything. It's about living a more abundant life. You know, so you can have a different level of life by consistently meditating. And let's go ahead and talk about the 100 benefits of meditation. And I will be listening to this recording for myself, you know, because it's a lot that we came up with. Okay, the physiological benefits is it lowers oxygen consumption, decreases your respiratory rate. It increases blood flow and slows the heart rate. It increases exercise tolerance. It leads to a deeper level of physical relaxation. It's good for people with high blood pressure. It reduces anxiety attacks by lowering the levels of blood lactate. It decreases muscle tension. It helps in chronic diseases like allergies and arthritis. It reduces premenstrual syndrome symptoms. Meditation helps in post-operative healing. It enhances the immune system. We already mentioned that one. It reduces activity of viruses and emotional distress. It enhances energy, strength, and vigor. It helps with weight loss. Uh-oh. That may be getting some people, especially in this country. It's the reduction of radical less. It increases less tissue. It's higher. You have a higher skin resistance. A drop in cholesterol levels. Lower risk of cardiovascular disease. We already mentioned that one. It improves the flow of air to the lungs, resulting in easier breathing. It decreases the aging process. That's a big one for me. I like that one. You have higher levels of DHEAS. That's a weird word right there. You guys have to Google that one. It makes you sweat less. Meditation cures headaches and migraines. Big one. You know, meditation has, it reduces the need for medical care. Less energy is wasted. You're more inclined to do sports activities. Significant relief from asthma, improved performance in athletic events, normalizes your ideal weight, harmonizes your endocrine, and relaxes our nervous system. It produces beneficial changes in brain electrical activity. And get this one, it cures infertility. You know, a lot of people, some people going through that, even young people, you know. So what I just named, those were the physiological benefits. So now let's talk about the psychological benefits of meditation. It builds self-confidence. You know, it increases your serotonin level, influences your mood and behavior. It resolves phobia and fears. It helps control our own thoughts. It helps with focus and concentration. It increases creativity. I love that one. Increases brainwave coherence. It improves the ability to learn, and it improves our memory. You know, it increases our feelings of vitality and rejuvenation. You have increased emotional stability, improved relationships, mind ages, your more rate, easier to remove bad habits, you know, develop intuition. You know, you have increased productivity. You know, I love that for being in business. Improved relations at home and work, okay? You know, able to see the larger and bigger picture in a given situation, you know? So I guess we have that matrix thing going on with Neil, you know, it improves relationships at home and work. It helps you ignore petty issues, you know. It increases the ability to solve complex problems. It purifies your character. It develops willpower. Greater communication between the two brain hemispheres. I already talked about that a little bit. You react more quickly and more effectively to a stressful event. You know, it increases one's perpetual ability and motor performance. You know, you have a higher intelligence growth rate. It increases satisfaction, so you enjoy your job better. You know, it increases the capacity for intimate contact with loved ones. It decreases the potential of mental illness. You know, you have a better social behavior. You know, you're less aggressive, so you're not as mad. You know, it helps in quitting smoking and alcohol addiction. Uh-oh, I know that didn't hit some people. Let me repeat that. It helps in quitting smoking and alcohol addiction. So this is meditation. You know, the thing that you thought was weird and spooky. You know, it reduces the need and dependency on drugs, pills, and pharmaceuticals. You need less sleep to recover from sleep deprivation. It requires less time to fall asleep, helps cure insomnia. We talked about that one. Increases your sense of responsibility. Reduces road rage. Reduces road rage. That's funny, man, because when I'm riding with people, road rage, and that is just hilarious to me that, you know, people really do have road rage. Maybe you have road rage. Matter of fact, you probably do. But that's hilarious to me. Anyway, I'm sorry. All right, so it decreases restless thinking. It decreases your tendency to worry. You know, meditation increases listening skills and empathy. Meditation helps you have more accurate judgment, greater tolerance level. It gives you composure to act and consider constructive ways. It grows a stable, more balanced personality, and meditation develops emotional maturity. So what I just named, those were the benefits of meditation for your psychological, so the psychological benefits. And now for around the last 25, the spiritual benefits of meditation. So these are the last 25. Meditation helps keep things in perspective. It provides peace of mind, happiness. Like I said, you know, I find that I'm happy for no reason. You know, that's what meditation does. Again, meditation helps you discover your purpose. Oh, hey, that may hit some people right there. Meditation helps you discover your purpose. Meditation increases your self-actualization. Meditation increases compassion. You grow in wisdom. You have a deeper understanding of yourself and the universe around you. Meditation brings your body, mind, and spirit in harmony. Meditation gives you a deeper level of spiritual relaxation. It increases your acceptance of oneself. It helps you learn forgiveness. That's a good one. It helps. Meditation changes your attitude towards life. Meditation creates a deeper relationship with your God. Meditation helps you attain enlightenment, gives you a greater inner directedness, helps living in the present moment, creates a widening, deepening capacity for love, discovery of power and consciousness beyond your ego, experience your inner sense of assuredness, expense of oneself. And then lastly, number 100, it increases the synchronicity in your life. Now, that's a powerful one to me, because you guys need to Google the story of Serendip, you know, because it said it increases the synchronicity in your life. So that's serendipity. Basically, the serendipity is, you know, happy moments, you know, things happen in such a way where when you look back on it, you're like, wow, you know, I'm glad I bumped into so-and-so that, you know, introduced me to so-and-so to introduce me to so-and-so. Now I'm in this happy place. So that's serendipity. So meditation increases serendipity. So, you know, that's just some powerful some things about meditation. You know, hopefully you guys learned something from it. You know, I really, what I like most about meditation is the psychological benefits. I know that when I'm meditating, you know, every time the thoughts come in my mind, I always say focus, man, focus. You know, because you have to look at that 5 minutes as a time investment. You know, when 2015 hit, I said, you know what, 2015 is all about time investment. So when you put the timer on your phone, you know, when you're in that quiet place, you can, sometimes I just sit in my car. I go to a parking lot, you know, after I get out of Walmart or something, as long as it's not too hot or cold outside, I just sit in my car and meditate before I go home and have to deal with, you know, my family and stuff like that. So, you know, I look at it as serious, you know, because I know that time, those 5 minutes or those 15 minutes that I'm investing is creating a better future for me. And that's how you should look at it. You should take it really serious. You know, when thoughts come up in your head of, you know, visualizing, you know, what you got to do for the next day and all that while you're meditating, you can't do that. You got to stop those thoughts and say, okay, you know, let's just focus back on my breathing. In and out, in and out. Focus on the breathing coming through your nostrils. You know, and the whole point is you're building your power of focus, because if you're focusing on your breath coming in and out in the midst of all the mind, you know, it's gonna be difficult at first. You do it, you know, twice a day, ideally, but, you know, starting out in the morning, the first thing you do, don't get out of bed, don't do nothing, don't argue with your spouse or anything, just get up and time your phone for 5 minutes or 15 minutes or 30 minutes, wherever you at in the process, and just focus on your breath. Don't think about anything, you know, just relax everything, relax your jaw, you know, relax your jaw and everything. Your mouth should be open a little bit, like, you know, just let your mouth hang a little bit. You know, tell your face muscles to relax. You know, everything, just relax, relax, relax. You know, you can feel yourself getting heavier and heavier and heavier, and just focus on your breathing. And just try it. You know, I'm up here ranting, but just try it. You'll see that you are a more focused person. You'll see that you have happier days. Time has seemed to slow down, and you'll see that you'll be connected to, you'll feel like a more connectedness to the universe around you. You know, and thoughts. It may be a thought right now. Just think about, you know, meditation. And a lot of people listening right now still won't meditate, right? 30 days ago, 30 days from now, they still won't be meditating. So, but maybe I can motivate you with fear. Just imagine something right now that you want to achieve, you know. And remember, a lot of times the answers to our problems, you know, is around us right now. Like the answers to things that I've been pressing for, like, gosh, you know, I need to know the answer. God, please show me, right? And it's not that God don't want to show us the answer that we need to our problems so we can live a happier life. It's just that we block ourselves from the answers. I mean, you know, so just think about that. If you don't meditate and open yourself to, you know, open the window, you know, for God to come in and give you that thought, or, you know, to go to Walmart at a certain time, then you bump into somebody, you know, that may be the person that helped you with your goal, to help you get your dream. You're looking for a job right now. You're so frustrated with not having a job and going to interviews and nothing not working, or trying to find a business client, you know, and I promise if you start meditating, you know, it may be thoughts out there that God trying to send you that you're blocking from yourself by not opening your soul to receive that, you know. So just think about that, you know, you holding yourself back, you know. And like I say on these calls, you know, you listening to me for a reason. You know, I don't believe in chance. Maybe you do, But I don't believe in chance or luck or any of that. You know, I believe that everything is on purpose, and you know, you're listening to this call for a reason. So, you know, if you're listening to it and you just bumped into the information, or you saw a link, or bumped on this page or whatever, then that maybe God is trying to speak to you, or whatever higher power you believe in is trying to speak to you and say, hey, maybe you should start meditating. And that idea or whatever, I'll give to you. You know, or maybe you've been thinking about suicide or whatever. And, you know, a few days ago, and she made me really realize that this kind of work is really needed in the world, because there's people out there committing suicide. You know, like Jet Jackson, you know, beautiful black man, you know, rich, famous, everything. The man committed suicide. You know, that still bothers me when I think about that, you know, and there's people out there that's like him that need to see these kind of videos and hear these kind of audios, and maybe that'll save a life, you know. So meditation, the whole point is bigger than we think, and just try it. You know, just try it. Just wake up in the morning before you do anything. Just time yourself. 5 minutes, right? Whoopee-doo. 5 minutes, an investment of 5 minutes in your future, once or twice a day, can actually alter the course of your life. Now, you may see it as something small. Check out this story right here. This is a powerful quote. Then I'll go. You know, think about the journey from L.A. To New York, right? Great road from L.A. to New York. Now, if you get on a road and you just drive straight there, you know, you're going to get there. But just imagine if I turned the steering wheel just a half a centimeter, a millimeter, you know, a millimeter just to the right, just a little bit, maybe a hair or two. Now, over time, you know, the first 30 minutes, it's going to look like you're still on the road, you know. It may look like you're still on the road. But the next hour, it may look like you're still on the road, but you're kind of veering off. Sooner or later, you're not going to end up in New York. You're going to end up in dang on Virginia or somewhere. You know, so the whole point is just a little change, just a little bit, a little millimeter. You know, turn on that steering wheel, take you off course from Cali to New York and land you in Virginia somewhere, you know, just by doing something small. So meditation may seem like something small. That's the whole point of me saying that story. Meditation may seem like something small, but over time, it's a big deal, and it's going to alter the course of your life. And you remember Al. So, you know, I appreciate you guys listening in. You know, it's the site, howtochangemylife.org. You guys need to go to that site and join the email list. You know, you guys are missing out. You know, we send the emails out every single week. You know, it's real simple. Go to the site. You see the white box on the side. Type your email address in. Bam, we give you a free book. You know, I can have. So I appreciate you guys listening in. I really do. And yeah, so I know it's kind of late. So I appreciate you guys listening in. And we'll be doing the book club next Wednesday. And the book of choice will be the War of Art. You know, we'll be talking about how you can live out your purpose. And it's actually the guy who created the movie, the Legend of Bagger Vance, that Will Smith was in. That guy, he actually wrote a book called The War of Art, Stephen Pressfield. I am so happy and grateful I read that book, and I'll share it with you next Wednesday. So this is Al signing out. You guys have a great night. And remember, before you guys go to sleep, to in your dreams, so that can be the last thought in your mind, you know, when you go to sleep. Just feel like you already have it, you know, and see, go to sleep tonight, you know, in your ideal bedroom, ideal house, ideal life, everything, and go to sleep and let that be the last thought in your head versus, oh, I got to get up to go to work or something, some foolishness. All right. Love y'all. Y'all have a good night. All right.